You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 70.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Hey there, my friend. Welcome to day 8 of 9 Days of Podcast. All these episodes live in my podcast, there for you for the next years. Hey, I'm telling you, I have such big dreams and visions for my coaching practice in the upcoming years. So hey, you wanna buckle up and you wanna enjoy the ride and watch this phoenix grow. I'm telling you, you're in for a ride. You know this feeling when you feel super excited about an idea, but at the same time feel like, oh my God, how am I pulling this off? What am I getting myself into again? Like, is anybody gonna care about this? But you know what? This kind of stream, the urge to create and put things out there, this is, in the first place, a one-way street. While I'm very grateful that you are here and that you're writing me such sweet messages that this is really something quite unusual you've never done, and a couple of you even going on a walk with me, I so love that. Thank you so much for showing up for this and yourself. And please, keep your feedback coming. I love to hear from you, what this does for you, what this inspired you to do, what you're doing with all the good stuff that I'm sharing here with you. This is really my heart and soul. I want to have this podcast here as my value bank. I'm building this up as my value bank. This is the thing that's going to stay for the next years. And quote me on that, but looking back in 3 years to this beautiful episode that I'm sharing with you today, it's going to be quite epic. And if you're listening this in the future and you scrolled back down through all the episodes and landed on this one, I want to say thank you for being interested in my journey and how it can benefit your growth and big dream. So let's get right to it. Today, I have something fun for you. I call it the unusual guide to gold. Because don't be mad at me if someone else comes at me with a smart goal and this is, has to be this and smash it. I hate this so much. I never liked this, even in school or in university or even in practice, doing daily business and building up an event company that hosted this huge tech conference with a 1.5 million budget each year. I hated SMART goals. And as you might know by now, we are doing things a little different here. Yes, there are these systems and people that teach these binary business tactics. And that's great. It's good for some people and it works in some cases. But what I love to contribute here is this other layer, this deeper layer, this thing that's almost hard to articulate. It's a different energy highway where things get done in a different pace, in a different depth, where sparks go off differently, and people find this unusual, strong connection to things they cannot explain. The art of business begins where logic ends. This is still true, and especially for today's topic about setting goals. The first and even most important part in setting goals is knowing where you are right now. It's like in a GPS system, you always have to have your start location to know where you're going. And I gave you tons of good recipes and roadmaps on how to get there. If you want to go back to setting yourself up to win, these are very potent and coded episodes that make your dream life inevitable if you follow them. Today, I want to open this whole other can of worms about energy and frequency. And the thing that's for most people hard to explain. Yes, there is something inside me that cannot just talk about the obvious things. I wish my brain would be easy on that. But I love to talk about these underlying things that are almost hard to put into words. And this really feels like my soul mission, to put words to that and make you see and feel that too, that you are not that ausgeliefert and fremdbestimmt in German. What's a good English word for that? You're not a victim to all these things that you just cannot articulate. And therefore feel out of control for you. So if you're German speaking, I did a similar episode called Ziele, Goals. Episode 45, if you want to check that out for the more in-depth unusual guide to goals in German language and the bigger story that I'm also summarizing here for you as well. Sometimes it's good to hear things twice. Fun side note, actually today I was scrolling through some Instagram reels, as I sometimes love to do, and there was this one line from Eat, Pray, Love, which is one of my absolute favorite holiday movies, where he was talking about you have to choose your thoughts like you choose your clothes, when Julia Roberts was in this ashram in India, not getting ahead on her thought work. And I have to tell you, I don't know how often I was watching this movie and also heard this line, of course. And on some level, I remember that line. But hey, even with studying the brain for 5 years and coaching hundreds of clients on this, it hit differently today. meaning it really clicked for me today that you can hear things 1,000 different ways and it never really clicks for you. You have to listen with your soul, listen with your heart. Disney movies have also been telling us that for the longest time, but we never learned how to do that. But all I'm saying is it's okay to hear things in different ways, hear things more than once. Don't let your brain fool you that you know that already, and this should be easier by now. It just isn't, and it just doesn't. Those things need time. That's why I'm also offering you today this topic of goal setting and making plans for the next months and years from a slightly different perspective. Maybe it hits you differently as well. So I invite you to stay open, to stay receptive, and just be ready to receive and trust that something is gonna click for you today. Something's gonna hit you differently, maybe even waking up a part inside of you that was dormant, sleepy sleeperson, for the longest time. So this is actually a reference from the coaching that my coach gave me recently. And I really wanted to share that with you, as it was so obvious to me once I heard that. And I kid you not, just right after, I had two of my clients approach me with a similar issue. And I was so happy to be able to share that now from this ultimate deep knowing that it finally really clicked for me that how we are setting goals in the binary black and white world is just not how it works. We are not robots. Our being functions differently. There is this other layer to us. So I want to share with you this metaphor here as well. And also for my sweet clients, hey there my friends, for you to come back to and remember this story. I'm paraphrasing right now, but stay with me. It's so juicy and so fun. So let's set the scene. Imagine there is a man and a woman, as we are in the movie season. You might have seen one of those stereotypical movies. Let's say, for the ease of case, there is a very stereotypical woman and there is a very stereotypical man, as portrayed in mainstream media. Of course, I'm not saying that this is how relationships should work or have to work. This is just an example to make this as easy as possible to grasp. So, we have a man and a woman. The woman meets this man, and she likes him. Like, that's a cutie pie. And this man approaches her and says, "You want to go on a date with me?" And secretly, she was hoping to finally be approached by this hunk, and he inviting her to this very special restaurant she was having on a vision board for the longest time. So they arrange a date, and he says, "Hey babe, I'm taking you out to this exact restaurant next weekend." And the woman is hopeful and she's so excited that finally he suggested to go there and he's excited to. And he made the first move that this is happening. The weekend comes. She's all up with hope. She picked up the cute little outfit and he is nowhere to be found. No message, no call, not reachable whatsoever. Then the next week he reaches out with a huge apology. Like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Something came up. We're totally gonna do that this weekend. Mark your calendar. I'm gonna pick you up, babe." And a part of her wants to trust this man. He's so cute, he's so hot, he has all the things that she was always looking for. He is so bold with making those declarations. So a part of her keeps trusting and keeps wanting to make that happen. So she piles up her trust and belief and puts all her chips on this next Saturday. Looking forward to it once again, getting ready, being excited, waiting there all dressed up, sitting next to her phone. And he's a no-show. The following week, he's suddenly back here again. He says, again with this huge apology that something came up. He really wants to do this. And now feel into the woman for a moment. How much does she trust that he's gonna show up? That this is ever gonna happen? That he's taking her and their relationship really seriously? The spark, the belief, the hope, the joy gets lower and lower and lower. Maybe she agrees again to go out with him. But what's the quality of their relationship at this point? It is very calculated, cold, manipulative. She will never forget that he stood her up. Maybe he's then trying to make it right and prove to her that he changed. But what this example represents is how most people go about their goals. Like one of my clients, where we had this monthly kickoff session, where we set our goals and we really fell into it like, hey, what do you feel called to create this month? And we made a strategy, we calendar blocked, mapping out all these ideas how that could unfold. But I kid you not, coming the 15th of the month, she was questioning her goal again. Just because this goal didn't show up, she was unconsciously behaving like the man in the scenario, he was dropping the ball on this big juicy dream of going to that restaurant. In this date scenario, she was almost saying, yeah, I wanted to create these three clients this month. But hey, it's already the 15th, I'm not really feeling it, I don't know where they're coming from. In translation, yeah, I really wanted to go to this restaurant, but I forgot where to find the telephone number. It takes so much time to make a reservation. And then we still don't even know if we get a spot. And maybe I feel it on Saturday morning, I suddenly want to do all that, but this feeling never kicks in. I see this so often, and I'm guilty of that too, to be very frank. I'm not the perfect person here, this is not the point. The thing what this metaphor teaches you, that if you really want something, if it's the three more clients, if it's that race, if it's that extra hour in your week to work on your future project, if it's finally creating and launching this course that you're thinking about for years now, just setting the intention, just wanting this miracle to happen, this thing that you never thought would happen, because it's something you never did before, that's why it's uncomfortable, but part of you really, really wants it. So you set the goal of wanting to create that this month, and the 15th of the month comes, and you lose hope that this is going to happen. What do you think will happen? As soon as we change the flavor of creating this miracle, of going after this goal, the timeline changes on that goal. You literally went on a different highway, hoping to get to the same direction. The man in this image represents all the things that give structure and support and trust. And the woman represents the intuition, the creativity, the flow, these audacious dreams, the mission, all these big things. And our job in creating our dream business is making this relationship work. Making this the most audacious, juicy relationship a man and woman have ever experienced while creating greatness. We all have both components within us. We all love structure and we all have this intuition within. And the beauty of that now is to create a beautiful symbiosis of both. We don't have to choose one or another. They have to be healed and work together towards reaching that. The wounded masculine, das verletzte masculine, can look like setting up all the tracking sheets, having all the big systems and structures just ready to be filled, like intuition, just come in, almost like, hey, I made the reservation, make sure you get there on time. What's that energy? I mean, feel into that. That has such a funky note to it, if you're really, really honest. And the point is not that this is bad. It's just wounded. It's just hurt. Hurt from past experiences, maybe even things we picked up as small kids from our parents and even generational trauma. If you feel like your masculine, the part of you that loves structure, is acting like this jerk, always looking after other women, hashtag shiny object syndrome, looking outside of the relationship for satisfaction, making all these big plans but not showing up and following through. That can be healed, my friend. Imagine a masculine energy within that loves to set structure, that loves to set framework, that loves to be the strong backbone where the feminine intuitive can grow on and unfold beautifully. Imagine how beautiful that would be. And the same is true for the feminine. The wounded feminine, also die verletzte feminine an dir, can look like you know you have these intuitive nudges and you think you only have them in a certain area of your life. When it comes to your personal style, for example, or some other lifestyle choices, but for some reason, quote unquote, it doesn't apply for business. So you block that genius in just one tiny area of your life, not allowing it to fully unfold in your full life, allowing yourself to tap into that and not just the three magical big wishes, but allowing yourself that this feminine inside of you can show up and be there. You're having a conversation with her every single day. This is how you heal your divine feminine, das göttlich feminine in dir. That's true for biological men and true for biological women. We both have both parts in us. So that was the big metaphor. What I want you now to take from this is consider the miracle you want to create, something audacious you want to call into your life, something that comes really deep, deep from your heart. That you want to see happen and unfold in your life. You want to show up for that. That's your divine feminine speaking to you. And you want to show up for that part with the healed masculine. Mit dem geheilten, strukturliebenden maskulinen Anteil in dir. Take a moment right now. Take a deep breath in. and deeply out. And pick that thing, this miracle you want to call in, and be with it for a moment. And have a conversation with it. Showing up to the conversation with this healed, strong, masculine, structure-loving, structure-giving part of you. And ask it, how can I support you? How can I keep showing up for you? Even if it's the 15th, even if it's the 27th, even if it's the 29th of the month, how can I still show up for you? I don't push you to grow. I don't push you to unfold. But my job is to show up for it, to create systems, to create a support system, to create the nurturing soil, to let that grow. And be there for a moment with that and look what comes up. And again, whenever you feel like you're bubbling up again in your head, take a deep breath out and blow away all those thoughts and check in again with your inner voice, with this feminine part that wants to give you the directions on how to best unfold this miracle. And once you're there, let's jump back on your timeline to a point where you made a similar declaration of something that you intuitively wanted to create. Maybe something that came up last week or something that you set out in the beginning of the year. But somehow, along the way, you dropped the ball. You dropped this goal, this vision, this miracle, like a hot potato. And you stopped showing up for it. Be honest with yourself for a moment. You're not having to prove anything to me or to someone else. This is your chance to be that honest, to be that clear with yourself. And ask yourself, hey, what about that goal that I had before, where I'm really sorry that I dropped it? Coming from this healed masculine, how am I able to finish strong on what I set out to do? To finish that on a high note, to not let it die, to not let it versauern in the Ecke. And yes, maybe things haven't been going your way lately. Maybe your coaching practice hasn't been a smooth ride, or you're not earning the money you want, or your colleagues getting on your nerves, or you do not have the clients you want. But what I want to offer you right now is that you still have a choice. It's not over. It's not too late. You can always check back in here. You can either choose to stay disconnected from the deep desire and feel depleted and discouraged, or you can choose to finish on a high note, where you not only finish what you wanted to create, but you do it in a way that feels enjoyable and pleasurable to you. Here's a little anecdote from our pioneer days. We were hosting this huge-ass tech conference, and we did that 10 years ago. It's ridiculous. And the key thing that we did differently, that no one else back then was doing, is finishing on a high note. Let me tell you, I've been on so many conferences, on so many events representing pioneers. I was the lead event manager of that thing. And let me tell you, so many people, even the biggest, most glorified conferences, were dwindling out to the end. Back then, it was not custom to finish on a high note. We made the most crazy award ceremony in the end. The whole tension, the whole timeline of the event was piling up towards the end, to the Big Bang grand finale. So I'm very familiar with finishing on a high note. And I'm doing it again in this new setting of this podcast. It would have been so easy to say like, hey, nobody's going to listen to a podcast these days, so why bother? But no, this is not my style. This goes so against my values to drop the ball like a hot potato. I'm here to be an example of how to finish strong. You can finish strong. Still, today, whatever day it is, you still can finish strong. And if it's the second of the month and you already forgot what your monthly goal was that you set yesterday, this is your chance to pick it up again, to choose it again, to finish strong, to finish on a high note what you set out to do. This is the core element to building that kind of self-integrity and self-belief and self-trust in yourself. If you ever want to create something for yourself and step out of that corporate hamster wheel working for others and fulfilling other people's dreams, this is the first skill you have to nourish and build up. And it starts with following through with what you set out to do. And from a loving, enjoyable, supportive place, we can always bring out the whip and chase our dreams and push ourselves to do things and stuff. But is this really how you want to do things? If you want to do things like that, please go ahead. But I want to be an example that this also can go very, very differently. And if you choose to step up your game and unlock that secret layer of energy and flow for your dream future, then this is your recipe, my friend. And I hope you see the continuity now within all these episodes. It's all built up like a free mini course for your best goal setting experience. And if you're a similar idea machine and things just bubble out of you and you have all these big dreams, but still you're lacking this drive to get started, this is where the thought switch comes in. Go back to episode 5 minutes to reboot and choose a right thought that triggers a right energy for you to get going, to get activated, to recommit, to finish the thing on a high note. Allow yourself to experience that kind of excitement. Hey, my friends, this is the most magical thing to learn in life. I've had my ups and downs and my series of depression. And I remember back in the day when I was first time watching Sex in the City and the last scene, spoiler alert, that your most important relationship is the relationship you have with yourself. I was so angry when I first heard that. But let me tell you, it is just that. The relationship you have with yourself determines everything. The relationship you have with your goals, with your energy, with your own word. Let's go set some crazy, audacious goals. Let's show up for it. Ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.